Matt Jones.
Daybreak on the street, so desolate, so bright. Guess I have to thank the regime for sending the buses on time. Pressed next to a suit, sure enough with a window seat, conversation's rude. When you're serving the economy, tires glide, carrying necks and ties to Western paradise. Would you rather be down and out than high and trapped inside? There's only so much fulfillment. Working, I can't buy. Am I right? From the armchair, not the road. Oh no, not far on the curb. What a place to fall asleep. Harder to be heard when you're staring up from someone's feet. Changing life's only supply by generous passes by.
It's Net Sounds with me, Jamie McDonald, and Murray Cameron. Murray, how are you doing? Welcome back.
I'm all right.
I think the last podcast I did was at the end of January with our guest Kyle. I think before that was just on my own. So I don't think I can do these on my own. It always feels so lonely in this room.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get as much chat out of me as you did out of Kyle, no doubt.
I couldn't shut him up.
I know.
But it's good. It was great, but yeah. I did say to him when I dropped him off afterwards, is this going to be a challenge to edit? It's fine editing yourself, especially when it's me. I just like, yep, delete that bit there. But when it's someone else who's interesting to talk to. Anyway, you're interesting to talk to as well. Kind of sat down a couple of weeks ago and thought, we're going to do another podcast, and I was going to base it around bands and artists that I'm looking forward to seeing this year, 2019, and then... Of course, that was about a month ago and the podcast never happened. And then you went to Stag and Dagger in Glasgow.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, right, well, that'd be good. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of the acts you saw. And there's some artists. In fact, the artist for Expo North in Inverness in July, the 3rd and 4th, I think it is, of July, have been announced. And there's a couple there that I want to talk about. Some I think probably played at Stag and Dagger too. So let's make it a kind of live show. Not a live show, but you know what I mean. Stuff that we've seen or going to see. So that was Pleasureheads, Down and Out. You saw them at Stag and Dagger then?
That was in broadcast, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely packed.
They're described on Spotify as being the kind of band you'd go and see in a sweaty venue and bounce about the place.
A few of their songs had people singing along to them, so they must be fairly well known down there. It must have a good following.
Yeah.
Broadcast was just packed from the moment Stag and Dagger opened at 2.
Yeah.
I think they were the third band we saw in there. It was just, all we could get to is near the back. but they had people bouncing around near the front. People crowd surfing, and I don't know if you've ever been in broadcast, but it's a really low roof.
So you've got people
being held up, and they're basically walking on the roof.
Oh, well. Right, just stay away from all that kind of stuff.
Young folk.
Yeah, the young folk can do that. It's fine. There was a time. So the first time at Stag and Dagger, I've never been.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's a multi-venue event that happens in the venues down Sauchie Hall Street in Glasgow. So you've got Broadcast, Garage, Nice and Sleazy's,
yep.
Box. So it's a, you get your band and you just wander around as much as you like.
What's the other one? CCA, is it?
The Centre for Contemporary Arts.
That's it, yeah.
We had one bar person on. the poor bugger.
I've never been in there. I've been invited to a couple of things in there. There was a Say Awards event on there one year, and I think, I want to say Catherine Joseph was doing something there, but I've not been in, but it looks a really swish kind of venue.
It's nice.
The outside, is it nice? Yeah,
it's nice. Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Yes.
How many bands were on Stag and Dagger over the...
Between 50, 60.
It's just one 60. Night, isn't it?
One afternoon. Afternoon into evening.
So come on, Expo North. 2 days. 2 nights and 60
bands.
And
they're all the venues apart from one are right close to each other. Right, I mean, Nice and Sleazy's and Broadcast are next to each other, and then Garage is across the road. Yeah. And Garage consists of about three or four of the venues. So it's just, you know, you just jump back and forth as you please. But some of them were, like Nice and Sleazy's was a one out, one in, because it was that packed for early on. Because me and John thought, I was there with my friend John, we thought, well, we'll wander along just after two. Not, people will be saving themselves, so it'll be nice and quiet. Walk down to Broadcast, stand at the back. You saw that first photo I sent you?
Yeah.
That was me poking through the crowd. I just got a glimmer of the lead singer's head.
I thought you were trying to be arty.
No. It wasn't at all.
So Expo North, which happens in Inverness every summer, it's usually June, but the buggers have shifted it to July this year. There's obviously more to Expo than the music. There's arts and film. And I won't say crafts, but arts and film, and
fashion.
And they have two nights showcasing live music, usually on a Wednesday and a Thursday night, which is again this year, 3rd and 4th July. And it's 60 bands over the two nights. So Stag and Dagger can do all this in one night.
Yeah.
Not even one night. One afternoon into evening. Yeah. Nah, I'm only kind of taking the piss slightly there. I messaged you, I think, late on the night, and you said you were done, you were spent, you were off, and the DJs were coming on, so you didn't. Hoping for a review of the DJs here.
No, we're too old. It was about midnight. And it's annoying because there were a couple of other bands I really wanted to see, but we were just done.
Yeah, drunk,
we're old,
done, drunk.
And I was quite pleased that we weren't the oldest there. I was thinking, Jesus, we're just going to be standing out.
Yeah,
sort of
at the back with your camera.
Good mix of ages.
Good.
And a great atmosphere all day.
Excellent. So you'd recommend it?
I quite fancy going down again next year.
Let's do it. Let's get the team down.
Aye.
Let's get our photographer down as well. I was so careful. Your photos were fine.
Some proper photos. My camera just wasn't playing.
I think.
And I'm not criticising the venues, but there's a lot of red and blues, and it's dark and dingy, and my camera was just like, nope. Not happening.
I think as well it would be quite difficult to you'd really have to be in there with your elbows at the side.
I was a bit of a
courteous photographer.
I was a bit of a gig wanker.
Were you?
I was breaking gig etiquette because I was, you know, there was a few times I was taking photos quite a lot.
Okay.
It was that kind of
you're
a prick.
You know? I don't mind the odd photo being taken at a gig, but it's when you see people filming or recording the entire gig for their mate at home.
You told me to take some footage, and I was like, nope.
Yeah. I see what you mean. But I've seen people with iPads at gigs before.
See, they just need to be taken off them and smashed.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get it, and I think some acts do it really well with the cameras, and they can use it to advantage, but it's really interesting. Old man alert conversation coming up, but when you look back at footage on YouTube of bands in the early 90s, mid 90s, late 90s, and you see concert footage, the crowds are bouncing, and part of that reason, I'm convinced, is because they are all totally engaged with what's going on, because they're not trying to update their Instagram feed while bouncing along. But it's bad enough at home now. I can't get through some episodes of Line of Duty without going, oh, what was he in? Hold on, pause that a minute. IMDb. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, he was in that one. Okay. Okay, great. So that's Pleasure Heads. Going to play a track now from another band you saw, Jack Brotherhood.
Yeah.
A track they released back in 2017, but we'll talk about them in a minute. This is on, you can get this one on Spotify as well. It's called You Know I Love You.
Staring at my feet, you know I love you. Every time we meet, you know I love you. Even though you're here with some girl, I want you to know that I love you. I know you better than her, you know I love you. And I know that doesn't matter. Time ago that I loved you. What would happen if I let it show that I loved you? But even though you're here with some girl, I want you to know that I loved you. Even though you're here with some girl,
Jack Brotherhood there. It's a track from 2017, it is, actually. You Know I Love You, from Glasgow. Emotive indie rock. Sounds a little bit like Frightened Rabbit there, actually, well, in parts, that one.
Wouldn't you know?
Have you got that? Have you already picked up on that? Well done.
Well, it's something they said at the gig.
All right, okay.
They'd mentioned that it was about 10 years ago they'd been at the Stag and Dagger watching Frightened Rabbit.
Ah, okay.
And when they said that, it was like, oh, there's that song certainly has a bit of a sound to it. Mm-hmm. It's a good song, that.
Yeah, it's very good, actually. That's good. The second time I've heard that one. I really like that one.
And they had to remember not to say good evening but good afternoon, because okay. It was weird. You're in this dingy place and then you walk out and it's bright sunshine. You're going, oh yeah, it's still the middle of the bloody afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, that was good. That was the first band we saw. Really good, enjoyable.
Yeah, well, I really liked that. So definitely a kind of thread of the influence of Frightened Rabbit through that as well. Okay, I want to call them Jack Mustard, but they're not. They're Just Mustard.
Just Mustard.
Can play a track from them. It was out April this year, 2019. A band from Ireland, I believe they are. Released their debut album out in 2018.
Ireland?
Indeed, yep.
Sure about that?
Absolutely, yep. Just Mustard, indeed. I could even give you the name of the place. They had a band from Dunkirk. Dundalk, I want to say. Dundalk in Ireland. Debut LP Wednesday was released in 2018. There you go.
One of us has done a research.
Well, yeah, just this minute. Anyway, so play a track from them. Frank, what, were they good? Where did you catch them?
Broadcasting. This is before other venues had opened up.
So what was the gap in between bands then? Or was it like one band would start at one venue and then there'd be another one playing at another venue at the same time?
No, it was, you know, it was all over the place.
Could you go and see every single act? Is that possible? No.
Impossible. But the gap was there 15 minutes or half an hour between the bands.
You
couldn't see everything. We tried our best to see as much as we could.
Because with the likes of White Days and Expo, you can, that's the way it's scheduled over the kind of two nights, you can go and, even if it's 15 minutes, you could probably, if you wanted, go and see everything. But so with this, it's just getting there, get around.
If you're prepared, you could.
Okay.
You could, you know, watch two songs of every act and run to the next venue. You could maybe catch every band, but.
Yeah. Then it's negotiating your way out of the venue and into the next venue. Okay, right. This is Jack Mustard then, and it's a track.
Just Mustard. Just
I knew that was going to happen. Isn't it? It's because we played it after Jack Brotherhood. Okay.
Just Mustard.
Yeah. We'll edit that bit. No, we won't. This is Just Mustard. That's Frank. There we go then. Just Mustard, a track called Frank, and they are indeed from Ireland. I was all ready to talk about this band, thinking that you'd have gone and seen them, but you didn't manage to see them, Crystal.
No, I saw them in January at...
Oh, you have seen them, right, okay.
No, I saw them last year at Expo,
right.
And then I saw them at King Tut's in January at the New Year's Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I didn't see them last year at Expo.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yes, they were playing in Phoenix.
Yes. Yeah, Anna Shields, lead frontwoman. Great, kind of grungy kind of 90s kind of rock to them. Yeah, okay. And they're coming back to play Expo North this year. Yeah, they played early on in Expo. Hoodie was taking photos at the time, on his knees, struggling to get back up off his knees. I remember it's all coming back now.
The place was
so you've seen
really
it twice
busy.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent, okay.
You're good.
I'm looking forward to seeing them again, actually. They're one of my highlights that I've ticked off on the list already for Expo. And I think the schedule for that will be coming out soon of what venues are hosting which bands, which will be interesting. Right, okay. Where were they playing at Stag and Dagger that you couldn't get to see them?
Broadcast.
Ah, okay.
We went off to see something else.
Okay, yeah.
I know.
M's the breaks, isn't it? Okay. Listen, throughout Stag and Dagger, obviously all these venues are really sweaty and heaving.
It's smaller ones, yeah.
Compared to, like, Expo, and we probably shouldn't do that, or even Wide Days, I don't know if you've been down to Wide Days, but Expo, is it Stag and Dagger's more frantic and more intense and more giggy? Does that make sense?
Yeah, because the venues, you're not one... I mean, in Inverness, I mean, I'm not criticising Expo, yeah. But... it's in pubs and stuff like that, so there's people
that are
there
sometimes
that are,
not venues, yeah.
There are people that are there just for a drink. They yeah, just happen yeah. to be there. True. Whereas this is no, it's a ticketed thing, so you can't get into the venues without the thing.
Okay, yeah,
and it is a lot busier, but it's Glasgow, so you know.
And I think sometimes when you ticket things like that, yeah. Whereas Expo is different; it's a showcase of artists who have been up, you know, participating maybe in seminars or just come up for the event, and obviously showcase their music. So yeah, let's not compare the two. But
it's in the height of tourist season as well, so.
Yeah,
people are always in McGregor. You know, tourists will be in McGregor's. They'll be in Hoots. They'll be in whatever else.
Which I think works as well.
Oh, yeah.
For the bands as well, because you get people who are sitting there or you know standing in a pub or something watching this band and they maybe go away and buy some of their stuff or whatever. So yeah, it does work as well. Okay, this then is I'm going to play Sugar Sweet. I think is the track from Crystal.
It's new.
Which is fairly recent. I'm looking forward to seeing them at Expo again this year then. Crystal and Sugar Sweet. We'll be right back.
is young to work for a year and a week in the sun and never ever ask for more. And all the kids that haven't fun, society has come undone. Nobody can pretend to ignore the good times that come in again. The days don't ever seem to end when everybody sings like. I walk through the streets, but nothing's the same. So then I try to remember back to maybe September when life was a game. Gotta sleep with the older girls, but there ain't nothing better in the whole wide world when you sold your soul for a good night out. Dirty secret come up, flow, just tiny pills and kiss and girls and going there without a doubt. Singing the good times are coming again. Days don't ever seem to end when everybody sings la 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 la. And it begins to grow, but when you lie in bed, you know the good times are coming again. The days don't ever seem to end when everybody sings la 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 la.
I'm not on. I like that.
That's good, isn't it?
Apparently, Ammo, they're called. The track is Weekend, out in 2018. I really like that. Some good classic indie rock there from...
Has that ever happened before?
From Perth. What is that? Oh, someone's answered it. That's never happened before. Brilliant, yeah. From Perth. So you caught a little bit of them, did you?
They were playing in Firewater. It was the venue.
Okay.
So, yeah, we saw a wee bit of them. Busy. Very busy for them.
Yeah.
Did you say they're from Perth? Yeah.
Yeah, Perth, yeah.
I think they said they grew up in a... I'll try and refrain the language here. They grew up in a crap hole. And they said, is there anyone that's...
From Perth.
Anyone that's grown up in a worse area, and someone shouted out Airdrie, and they were like, yeah, we have a winner.
Okay, proud of their heritage of Perth. Why not?
Sorry, everyone's phone's going off.
Definitely a kind of Brit punk kind of sound, Brit pop kind of sound to them as well, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Good. Just young lads.
Good. Okay, going to play Shred now. Rot is the latest single, and the biggest single from this Glasgow Garage Rockers, Fuzzy Guitars, it's a smashing track. The band also did a takeover playlist for us, which is on our website, netsounds.co.uk. Go and check it out there. It's under our playlist, but it's also on our front page as well. And they played at Stag and Dagger But you didn't catch them there. But we saw them in the Market Bar last year at Expo North.
Uh-huh.
And they're coming back to play Expo North this year on the 3rd or the 4th of July. As I say, the schedules haven't been announced for that yet. And we'll find out where they're going to be playing at that. But
that was my intention why I didn't go and see them. So the Clash, the Clash with Pit Blom. And I really want to see Pit Blom. Well, not that I wanted to see Shred as well, but I knew I was going to be seeing Shred in a month or so. So
that's pretty good forward planning there. It was. Not only just for the night, but you're planning ahead till July.
I
like it. Okay, good stuff. Check out their playlist for us and the new track. You can get it on our website, netsounds.co.uk. And this is new from Shred. It's called Rot. great. That's just great. So yep. I remember them playing the market, and I think I remember how loud they were in the market bar in Inverness.
Yes, I had to leave.
It was, and I've,
my ears were about to go.
Hoodie does all our imagery, our image consultant. He took photos of them, and he's in their face, and because it couldn't be helped, because it's a market bar,
yeah.
And it was packed, wasn't it? And they were just, they were on the lead guitarist and singer, that he was right on the floor in front of everyone, but they were great.
They were brilliant,
really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing them again at Expo North in Inverness, 3rd and 4th of July. Okay, we've got a couple to go. So I'm going to roll out an old session track from last year at Expo, actually, in a minute. Zoe Graham, you caught her at... Where was she playing? Was it the CCA?
She was at the CCA.
That was a good venue for her, actually. Like,
yeah, it was good.
Acoustic-wise, yeah.
Everyone was... You know, she just turned her on, so everyone was respectful and shut up.
Good. She didn't know the whole... Because she does a lot of the loop pedals and stuff like that. And,
yeah,
and
she's good. That's good. Yeah, I'd said to John, says, you'll enjoy this, trust me. Mm. And he usually does listen to me. But within a few minutes, he was like, yeah, she's good.
Really good. There's
just my flash going off once.
Oh, were you flashing at her? Oh, dear, dear, dear.
I saw this thing. It was like, I was trying to take a photo and I put it on the wrong setting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And John was like, that was your phone. Oh, I'm so, oh, shit.
Adding to the stage later.
Yeah, I got a few stares.
She's done, I think she got an EP out, but there was two tracks I think she did for us. Annie's Land Lights, which is a beautiful song. And this one that I'm going to play, which got us into, certainly got me into to Zoe Graham. She's great. She's got a wonderful voice. She is one of those artists in... Different completely to Catherine Joseph, but you just put her up on the stage almost on her own and you're mesmerised by her performance.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Yeah. So I'm going to play this. This is a live session she did for us last year at Expo North. Zoe Graham, and this is Hackett and Knackered.
Oh, tales of the car park throwing away, Hackett and Knackered, Buddha of yesterday, toughest of love with us in the ricochet, closing the curtains deep in the mystery. Make no mistake that our past isn't coming back. Call if the future lies in a lukewarm bath, callously stopping feet falling in their tracks. But if this is life,
too soon. Oh, how long? Oh, too soon.
Okay, Zoe Graham, live session track there, Hackett and Knackered. Okay, I've got one more to play. So that's your kind of... Before we get onto that,
what?
How would you sum up Stag and Dagger then?
Very enjoyable.
Excellent.
Good fun. Good. And of course, there's a couple more. There's a few more that we saw that we can't play for...
Well, we could. We just don't have time.
I mean, we're kind of running out of time.
We could do those.
Wait, Honeyblood.
Yeah.
Big fan of Honeyblood, as you know. Mm-hmm. They were playing The Garage. Their new lineup, new album out at the end of this month, which I've already got in pre-order.
Excellent. They've been getting a lot of play in Six Music for this last couple of releases, last couple of singles.
But they were good.
Excellent.
Garage was parked for that.
Yeah.
Really good. My camera let me down, of course. Never mind. And then Pit Blom at the CCA.
You said that was amazing.
Well, I really wanted to see them. So once Zoe Graham had finished, me and John the venue kind of emptied a little bit before other people came in, so we just planted ourselves right down the front.
Yeah,
so we're practically parallel with the band. So just sat, they were fantastic. Another album I've got on pre-order.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it.
Physical version of the album you've pre-ordered?
Yeah, aye, vinyl.
Excellent. Good.
Vinyl both.
Good. I'm impressed. Well done.
So a wee bit of Dream Wife, The Garage, and then a wee bit of Goat Girl.
Yeah, okay.
And there were a couple of other acts we just kind of grabbed a little bit off. But at that point, we were just spent.
And we've still got some of these magical photos. And some of them are really good. On our Instagram page, Instagram feed, we've got highlights from Stag and Dagger. You can check it out there. Great, okay.
You should have recorded our conversation when you were trying to explain how it works.
This is how it works. So let's go down en masse to Stag and Dagger next year then. It's bank holiday weekend usually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, I'm going to finish with Annie Booth. We've got a feature on the website about Annie Booth. She's been announced as one of the acts that are going to be playing at this year's Expo North Festival in Inverness. I think she played last year at the BBC Introducing Stage in the Ironworks, if I remember rightly. Not sure where she's playing this year at Expo North. Well, we do, but we're not going to tell you. 3rd and 4th of July in Inverness. 60 acts, as I said, over the two nights. She's an Edinburgh singer-songwriter. Is doing some work with Mountain Doubt as well. You probably know her from there. New EP, Spectral, released via Scottish Fiction and Last Night from Glasgow. It's a beautiful indie sparse folk number with her incredible vocals on it as well, which kind of real, I don't know, harks back to maybe a little bit of early Laura Marling for me in this one. So I'm going to leave you with this. Annie Booth, a new one from her Magic 8. Don't forget you can check out our playlist, the ones we've talked about from Shred and other ones, over at the website netsounds.co.uk.
I think I'm about to get electrocuted.
Are you, have your cables come out?
It's...
Great. Okay, you're still with us. Yeah, you're still here. Just can you hold it together until we just?
I'll just be
a minute. It won't be very good if someone dies before Annie Booth plays. Actually, don't know. Anyway, this is Magic 8 from Annie Booth. Thanks for pressing play, and we'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Bye
bye. Picking up the pieces of my broken resolve.
Houses look much sadder than in the pictures from before. There's a city in the distance and an old distressed face. Staring out the window like you're gonna find the answers. This is all I have to give to you. This is all I have to give you, and it's nothing. Asking magic eyeballs if I should fight or fly. Fix or flee, to ride or to lie. This is all I have to give to you. This is all I have to give you, and it's nothing. Asking magic eyeballs if I should fight or fly. Fix or flee, to ride or to lie. This is all I have to give to you. This is all I have to give to you.
Metro Tunes.